Hello, hello. This is Kinnack, also known as Landon Winkler, welcoming you back for the fourth Twilight Heroes podcast. We've got a quick bunch of questions today. We will probably just dive right in. One quick note, I apologize if the audio quality is a little off. I've had some problems with that before. I think it's fixed, but, you know, invariably record the entire podcast and then find out that it's all scratchy and so forth. So I apologize if it's all scratchy and so forth. Let's jump right in then, and we'll see what we've got. We've got RKB Rumbelow. Possibly could be pronounced differently than that, but I'm sticking with it. I, for one, would not mind a hint or five, but how many unknown badges are still out there, and some hints to start looking for them? Well, there are quite a few unknown badges. Let me take a look. There are, I believe, three left over from Rhyme's tenure, so to speak, and quite a few that I've added since. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I've added 8, and some of those have obviously been discovered. You've got 1, 2, 3 that have. So I guess there are 5 for me and 3 from Rhyme that haven't been discovered. And one of mine is kind of a gimme. I think the people will figure that out. I don't think that'll be a huge problem. It's just new. So let's go through that. So we've got, I think, 7. And you asked for 5 hints, so I guess we'll give you an extra 40%. We've got the one that Rhyme, I believe, referred to as the Impossible Badge? Something like that? It's pretty harsh, though. It's one of those things that I don't think you would ever acquire in the normal course of play, which is probably why it hasn't been discovered yet. You'd have to really be like, I'm going to try to get this badge and see what happens. Basically, like, you'd have to sort of set out with a goal in mind of just going, you know, balls out crazy, and find a badge waiting there at the end. So that one, it would not surprise me if it was still quite a while. But it's already been quite a while. there's also one that I think is kind of interesting. I think Ryan probably also mentioned this one in that a new player could log in and get this badge on their first day. Which is kind of cool. Sort of a scavenger hunt, almost. The fact that it hasn't been found yet is pretty neat. So hopefully, folks look in the right place at some point. It's definitely another one, like the first one I mentioned, that you would have to really just have a thought in mind and follow through with it. It's not the sort of thing that there's necessarily a lot of text and game pointing towards. The last one from Rhyme that nobody seems to have, I'm not honestly 100% sure what triggers it. It's working, because some people are part of the way there. But I honestly don't know. So I guess we're down to six clues. It's a good thing I was going above and beyond, because that one I'm going to have to actually dig into the code and see what triggers it, because I'm not honestly 100% sure. Let's see, and ones that I've added, there is the 1,000 points for Ravenclaw that people found April Fool's Day, I think the first April Fool's Day that I was lead developer. And that one, you got a kind of unfortunate not quite hint, because there's sort of a joke embedded in the fact that it's not quite 1,000. So I guess, but Ravenclaw would like it. So, you know, there's some, you know, Ravenclaw elements there, and some not quite 1,000 elements there, and hopefully that counts as a hint. Let's see, the class skills one that people have found. One that's actually involves one of the league bosses in a sort of indirect way. Well, I guess pretty direct. And it's actually like 90%. Like there are multiple people who are like right there. They just need to, you know, last little push. And you know. But let's see. We've got House Maniac, which I believe people have found. If not, I will feel really dumb. Okay, good. A badge that I actually, probably my favorite of the badges, went in actually right at the same time as Talos Maniac. People just, it's one of those things where it's obvious, sort of, you should collect the pieces, but you just need to, you know, get all of them together at the right place and time. Speaking of time, there's another one that involves time. It was put in around the same time, that's not how it involves time, as we were updating Catalyze and Metalmorph. So, sort of crafting, sort of time, I think it just makes me giggle. On the route to finding this, there's sort of an Easter egg, almost, pointing towards it. And, you know, he who findeth the egg and, you know, puts two and two together will pretty quickly get the badge. So I guess we'll see. I don't feel too bad that it hasn't been discovered, but it's kind of sweet. The most interesting merit badge has also been discovered, and the new one that I mentioned. So we've got an okay mix. A sort of most of the let's see, so there's 43 total, I believe. And of those, only 8 are undiscovered. It's pretty good ratio. It's possible people have been a little too tricky at points, but hopefully some of those clues will strike the right chords with people. A couple questions from Patagonis. What stuff are you working on at the moment? I've got a couple things on my plate. The big two are keeping up with little updates. I really want to be able to push something out more or less every week. I mean, you know, if there's a huge thing, maybe, you know, skip a week or whatever, but as a sort of rule of thumb, I'd like to keep that up. And the Mad Scientist quest, which is the quest after the Brood quest, is still coming along. It's actually, they're making a fair chunk of progress on that. It's sort of could play through about 90% of it. Even the first 90%, but it's missing everything that would make you actually want to play it, if that makes sense. I mean, there's, it still needs all the, like, you know, all the flesh, the text, and images, and all of the things that, you know, aren't, strictly speaking, necessary for the quest, but are just cool. That's, it's coming along pretty nicely. I'm actually really pleased with how that's going. It will probably still be a bit, I mean, to be perfectly honest. It's a massive sort of undertaking, putting in a new quest of that size. It's on par with the Brood quest, or slightly larger. I mean, sort of as you go up in levels, the scale of the quests grows. So this one is sort of the next the next sort of chunk on the pyramid, which is smaller than the chunk below that, which is not how pyramids work, but the fact that we're building an inverted pyramid aside, it's still definitely in process. Leaks. It's been a while since we got a new leak, folks. Are there any plans to be released soon, or only after the league store? A few people in chat, me included, once discussed the idea of a Walrus Mutant as the next League villain. Here's a link for inspiration on the beast. Not safe for work. Okay. I will go ahead and not click on that link right now, then, because I am technically working. Even though it's, you know, 8:30 at night, because that is how I roll. I would like to put in some more League villains. They're in sort of an awkward spot. They're a bit large for, like, a weekly type update, because there's just so much going on. I really have plenty of long-term projects on my plate. They're sort of getting lost in the middle term there. I would definitely still like to include some more. I will see if I can't figure out a way to get you on as a weekly update. I accidentally skipped a question. I skipped right from 1 to 3. The question 2 in the middle is, how are the game's finances? Will there be advertising soon? Finances are, so two separate things. Finances for the game are totally fine. Servers not being shut down anytime soon, anything like that. Finances for me are not great. I mean, it's sort of the barring improvement, which is sort of an unkind assumption, for reasons I'll talk about in a second. But barring improvement, I will probably end up having to step down to part-time development, and part-time doing something else, web design or slinging lattes or whatever. Not the end of the world, but, and I mean still more than I was able to contribute while we were, while I had a full-time job. But, sort of sad. But like I said, game itself is strong. I'm not going to start, you know, carving into server fees so I don't have to eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches or anything like that. The second half of the question about advertising is quite a bit more interesting. In that, so one of the main reasons I hadn't really kicked off advertising is not that we didn't have enough money, which, I mean, money is obviously still tight, but is because there isn't really a good place to land. By which I mean the homepage doesn't really make it clear what the game's about. It's not really clear. It's about superheroes. It's not really entirely clear, like, what the tone is, anything like that. It's very opaque, if you don't already know what the game is, which is to say, if you've just been advertised to. And it also, it would sort of require a weird sort of advertising campaign to sort of tie in with that homepage. But that said, there are a couple ways you could go about fixing that. One of them is just sort of ignore it and advertise harder, which isn't really a great option. Regardless of how well finances are doing, we have a finite amount of money to spend on advertising. That's just kind of wasteful. I have been working on a replacement homepage for TwilightHeroes.com, and I have spent entirely longer messing around with that than I'd like to admit, because I wanted to, you know, get it right. Like, these things are important. And I think I actually have a pretty good fit at this point. Just actually wrapped that up a day or two ago. Bouncing that off the dev team now, and assuming it does not cause, you know, vomiting or bleeding from the eyes or other orifices. I guess tear ducts or other orifices, right? You know, the eyes are not technically an orifice by themselves. Then we will be able to push that out probably Monday. Maybe a little later if something needs to be fixed. Which means that's basically the last big obstacle. I actually have a pretty substantial chunk of advertising more or less on hold for that to happen. I guess there are technically two things that's waiting. The other thing, which is not as done as the new homepage, which is basically I could just flip the switch right now if I, you know, didn't want to make sure that it was good before we rolled it out. I also, for that, want Metroplexity Games site in place, which will also be kind of cool. That's mostly done. That's like 90%. We'll probably get done this weekend, sort of thing. That will, among other things, have a place to keep the podcasts you're listening to right now, so that they're not just like hanging out on a directory in the server, because that's not at all ghetto. We'll also give a venue for sort of devlog posts, which I don't honestly know if anybody on the player side of things feels the lack of recognition. But one of the things that I tried very hard to do with Metroplexity that I feel like a jerk for not doing with Twilight Heroes is recognizing players for helping, looking at bug reports, typos, all of these things. And I would, there just really isn't a great place to do that right now. So it'll, I mean, serve basically the same purpose. It'll basically be Twilight Heroes dev blog to go along with the Metroplexity dev blog, if you're familiar with the dev blog there, which I was about to say doesn't sound like a word anymore, but it isn't a word, so that's fine, right? So yeah, there's some developments on the not game related side that are potentially pretty interesting. So looking forward to both of those and getting some advertising rolling. I would say mid-October for the advertising. Possibly, and I mean that as sort of like the center of the bell curve. It's possible that it would actually be sooner. Possible, you know, that things would get delayed for one reason or another. But that's a fairly conservative estimate, so I'd be really put out if that was not. Things weren't moving along by the end of October. Of course, now that I've said that, you know, everything will explode and die. But that is where we're at there, and I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so we went 1-3-2, but moving on to question 4. Footage info is from past Tea Time Records, where I'm intended to have them show up again in the future. Is that still up? I liked them, and it was a funny mechanic that made them challenging even for high-level players. I really want something to do with all the Frusian collars, cattails, and feathers from those tougher foes. Also, my eek meter is getting dusty. There's sort of I would really like to bring them back also, because they're super cool and they look totally fucking awesome. From a code perspective, the way that they were coded was basically that every combat skill and combat item had an alternate Frusian version. Which is pretty intense. So if I were going to bring them back, it would either involve going through every item that has been released since the original Frusian event, to update those, and every skill, which is probably less of a problem. I guess updating the Frusian versions of those skills, because the skills themselves have gotten some updates since then. What it would probably be more likely that the mechanic would be applied in a broader, just more general sense. I'm not honestly sure what that would look like at this point, but it would be pretty cool if they could come back, because they're awesome. Question 5. Facial hair theme zone. Even Pokemon has them. We can't fall behind. Look! That's pretty adorable. The Diglett mustache is pretty good. And, of course, the Machop mutton chops. That's something that I would think up and feel bad for having thought of. Anything with 4 or 5 really funny jokes, I think, can be a zone, more or less. So you've got goateed goats, which I think is pretty funny, because goats are inherently hilarious. You've got, mustachioed villains, I mean, can't go wrong. Raleigh fingers. And I mean, karate mutton chops. I mean, they're really sort of like... I'm not seeing... I'm not seeing facial hair in our future. But it would be pretty funny insofar as... running around with a set of, clippers and terrifying everyone would be pretty great in that totally old school Warner Brothers sort of way. I didn't even think about that. Last question from Patagonics. How was your summer? Summer was quite good. Got sort of my feet under me, so to speak, with the development stuff. It's been a going full-time sort of self-employed developer thing has been, fairly rocky, both in that, not, pulling down fat sacks of cash, sense, but, more so just in that it's really, really a very different mindset. You really have to order, at least I had to, order my brain very differently to get things done, or get anything remotely approaching the amount I could get done. And it's really kind of incredible, like, the difference between a week where I sort of have my mind properly ordered, in that way. That's a combination of mental discipline and meds. possibly too much information-y, but, between there, and a week where things are not as together is really very striking. 'Cause even without, working, quote, hard, without, pulling 10, 12-hour days, which aren't really that bad when, at least for me, I would design for 10, 12-hour days more or less endlessly. But it's hard to sort of maintain that focus and not just drown in all of the stuff that you have to do. I've got a list of, let's see, it's 24 things right now that I'd really like to do for Twilight Heroes. And they're pretty, high-level things, Mad Scientist Quest, have some cool stuff I have to get done this weekend, have, completely reviewing, the temporary sidekick system is, a line, completely reviewing, how use items work, making sure that, they work properly, things like this, so, but just, PvP revamp is a line. So even those, if you don't really focus, next thing, knock it down, next thing, knock it down. It just doesn't happen. The difference between the weeks where I'm like, okay, let's do the next thing. All right, it's taken care of. What's next? Let's do that. Taken care of. What's next? Do that. Taken care of. And the weeks where I'm sort of drowning is really incredible. the amount of stuff that gets done. That's not really... the part about that that's how my summer is. I've been moving more and more consistently towards the taking things, knocking them one at a time and knocking them down. Other than that, I've also got some camping in, which is nice. I actually like camping a lot, which is a little at odds with the fact that I don't like the sun very much, don't like things buzzing in my ear very much, and I don't like being itchy very much. So it's really very unlikely that you'll end up camping without, you know, being exposed to the sun, things buzzing in your ears, or being itchy. Like, that's pretty, that's sort of a perfect storm, if you can manage it. Although, there is a campground in Wisconsin called, I believe it's Yellowstone Lake, which is a weird name for a park, but, that is a bat preserve. And I say that not just because bats are awesome, but they have so many freaking bats that they just eat all of the mosquitoes. So, like, we were there for maybe 3 or 4 days. This was a while ago. And we saw, like, 2 mosquitoes. And we were like, hey, it's a mosquito. That's weird. Like, less mosquitoes than we would have seen in our backyard. And so, yeah, that's... We should go back. But it's in Wisconsin, so that would be quite a ways from here in Columbus. Anyway, so camping, been reading quite a bit, been very carefully not following, like, the news, which I find just doesn't help anything. Let's see. I've actually been reading a lot of comics, partially to, you know, get inspiration for stuff for Twilight Heroes, and partially just because I like comics. Finally got around to reading, like, Alan Moore's Necronomicon, which is very sort of Lovecraftian, not safe for work, but I think good. If you're into that sort of thing, finally read Umbrella Academy 2, which caused some sort of tone whiplash. I had a hard time getting into the story as things sort of veered around. It's like everything's really serious and dark, and everything's really light, and just sort of like straight up silly. It went from sort of Twilight Heroes to, like, you know, Dark Knight, like, back and forth, like, multiple times, an issue, so, I had some trouble with that, but, yeah, so, yeah, summer treated me very well, despite the sun existing. And a question from, Zeta Pikadu, are you working on some Hilo content, new areas, items, skills? Actively working on just the mad scientist stuff, which you may or may not consider high level. I mean, it's like 15th, which is high-ish. I mean, it's post-Retcon. As far as really high level, I mean, there's some stuff that we've been sort of vaguely talking about that might enter the pipeline. So, I mean, that's very midterm. So, short term, if there's any high level stuff coming out, it'll probably be as part of something else. There'll be some stuff in Mad Scientist Quest that even at very high levels might be interesting. And, I mean, there might be some leak stuff that you might be interested in, that sort of thing. But, nothing on the lines of, like, a new Clock Zone or anything like that. Although I do friggin' love the Clock Zones, because Lovecraft. But the general... I mean, my general approach for the high-level design is I really want there to be an arc from... I mean, the game to me is really the arc from first level to wherever the quests end, right? Which means that we're building out towards high level very slowly. But there's so, even if, I mean, even when we do add high level content, it's usually consumed very quickly, and consumed zero or once per person. Which is not really a great use of time, generally. Unless it's something that's just so friggin' awesome, we can't, you know, we can't resist it. But if it's, if you were sitting and we're like, wow, we're really excited about, like, you know, this, you know, thing at level 100, or like this, you know, sixth level B quest, right? Which, doubling up, whatever. We would have been, I mean, it's hard to, it's hard to argue for, going, for doing the level 100 stuff, right? Or even more, you know, the 20s or 30s. But as sort of the arc extends outwards, I think a lot of interesting stuff will be produced for the really high levels, just as a sort of side effect of that. But it'll also make things that used to be, you know, really high level only, sort of high level. But I do try to keep high-level players in mind. There's just so much content that needs to come out that I really want to focus on extending that arc rather than sort of putting cool things way out there that don't really have a road to them. If that makes sense. I mean, I don't want to be like, oh, here's this, you know, sweet, I mean, like, new thing you can get if you get to, level, you know, 60 or 70 or 80 or what have you. Or like a new zone you can adventure in or whatever. When that's encouraging people to really just, it's like, oh, I can, you know, grind through, tens of levels, to get out there, and that's pretty, it's pretty intense. I don't think that that's something I should really be encouraging, people to do as a developer. But, you probably already knew all of that. I'm probably just talking to myself. But, yeah, the arc of content is extending out. So, over the long term, we'll see more high-ish level content, like teens content, coming out, and eventually sort of tying that in to a longer narrative. But that's, I guess, all I've got for now for questions. There are a couple things I was meaning to talk about if I hadn't already. So, new homepage, probably next week sometime. Mad Science Quest being the main thing that I'm working on. I don't have anything that resembles an ETA. Good news on the advertising front. Yeah. And life generally being awesome. So, thanks very much for listening. Thanks for shooting me your questions. And I hope everyone's enjoying playing, and everyone seems to like the Costumonomicon, which I enjoyed the hell out of designing. So, that's good to see. And so, yeah, absolutely thank you for donating, if you donate, and if you don't donate but got it anyway, thank you for giving people who do donate giant stacks of chips. So, thank you all, and good night.